Do you want to take your relationship with Jesus to another level? I mean, next level, really getting to know him on a deeper level that perhaps you have not gotten to know before. So, sister, I have a treat for you today because I'm going to air half or the first half of the Bible study, the live Bible study I did in my community just last week. We had a great time in there interacting and just really digging deep into John chapter 1, which is really the chapter of John where I always recommend for women, for Christians in general, or anyone who really wants to get to know Jesus and is not a Christian and is like, well, who's this Jesus? This is perfect. I mean, it's just such a great book to get to know him all around. But also, you know, get to kind of have context of things, like, you know, get some background. And one of my favorite parts is the very first few verses. And we'll go into it in a little bit of detail because it's super deep and intense. But just really how Jesus was here from the start, from the very beginning, from the creation, and how amazing that is. So we're going to get into this chapter, and I wanted to air it here on the podcast for you because I know that this would be super beneficial for you if you're not in my community. I was like, you know, I got to share this with my podcast listener. And of course, if you want to get into my community, please join us, my sister. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/letsbeintentional. That's bit.ly/letsbeintentional. And you can listen in on the entire live in there and also into the future monthly lives that we do in the group. I also do challenges. So this month, in the month of May, we are doing a challenge that I call Praise in May Challenge. So we're going to praise the Lord every day in some way, shape, or form. And so in there, we interact with each other with these challenges, see how it's going, encourage one another. There's so much in there. I just really want to encourage you to join. And if you're not on social or you're not on Facebook, no worries. We can also communicate with each other via my monthly newsletter. Just sign up by going to bit.ly/free Bible study resources. That's bit.ly/free Bible study resources. And yes, you do get 3 free Bible study resources, 2 amazing workbooks that help you with your Bible study, and a 30-day encouraging proverbial affirmation guide with prayers. All right, sister, are you ready? Let's do it.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
So, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have received grace in place of grace already given, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Okay, so we're going to stop there for a moment, and there is so much to unpack in this one part. Welcome, Evelyn. I'm so glad you're with us. Please tell us where you're watching from. So glad you're here. Well, Evelyn and Krista. All right, so we're starting with John 1, and what we're seeing in the first few verses, is just so mind-blowing and just so revealing, because it's here. So at first, when you first read this, maybe even the first couple times, it might seem a little bit confusing, because there's like, him, all things were made, in him was life, and you're like, who's that? And so at first for me, I know it was confusing, but when over the years, I've read this again and again, and finally I was like, ooh, we get those light bulb moments. You ever have those light bulb moments when you're reading the Bible? Put it in the chat, like, just put light bulb moment in the chat. Like, who's ever had a light bulb moment where you're just like, what? Or a revelation moment. You can put revelation, because there are moments in the Bible where you're just like, okay, you're reading this and you're like, this is great. But then, yes, Krista. Oh, yes. I feel you. I know. Revelation moments. When you're in your Bible and then suddenly it's like you've read it again and again, and suddenly you're like, what? What? How did I not see that before? Like, seriously. And so I remember the moment where it finally hit me, these first few verses, verses 1 through 4. And basically, in one simple word, it was Jesus that was with God in the beginning. Like, in Genesis 1, you see it. Like, Jesus was the Word. God spoke life into existence, and Jesus was that Word that spoke life into existence. Now, we can get into talking about the Trinity, Holy Spirit, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I mean, that could be a whole other lesson and complex, I will say. But just know that through Jesus was made the world and you and me, right? And so Jesus is really the reason why you and I are here, why this universe is here, why this world is here, why we have all the creation, because it was through his Word. So now Jesus was not in the flesh until he became flesh. So he was with God always. But then he came down to earth. And of course, he came for the purpose to teach us so we can follow him, so we can know how to get to the Father, have a great relationship with him, redeem us, because, we messed up since the beginning of Adam and Eve and since then. And he came to save us. But just the amazing thing about verses 1 through 4, just as it says in verse 3, through him all things were made. Through Jesus all things were made. Nothing. Without him, nothing was made. It was through him. So just light bulb moment, it was just a revelation that day, And so I just remember that. Okay, so then we continue. And we're going to just kind of skim over some of the things. But basically, then, of course, he's talking about John, who came as a testimony. And this is important to know, because it's like, I always wonder, why did John have to come first? Why couldn't Jesus just show up, right? But remember, if you think about a king, and this is how I reasoned it. Now, I don't know if this is, but this is like, think about this. When a king is about to arrive, and anything you know about royalty and kings, you have someone announcing it, right? And so Jesus being king, right, he's being announced by John. Not only that, but people had to have hearts prepared for him. Because if he showed up all of a sudden, it was going to be a little shocking, like more shocking than it was already, right? But it made sense. And so God chose his cousin, John, to make that announcement and just to prepare people and start speaking about him. You know, he even had followers, you know, but then he's like, now I have to make myself less because, you know, Jesus is going to become more. So he had to step down. But, and so his humility, but John was a key, so key into Jesus coming into this. We cannot de-emphasize the importance of John. Good point. I never thought about that. Oh, amen, Chris. I'm so glad. Isn't that so insightful? Like, you know, as I read the Bible more and more, I get more insight. And it's not like this insight just came to me like so many years ago. Like literally, just like you, Krista, just like so many, I get these like insights. You know, Holy Spirit works all the time. But you know, Holy Spirit is going to reveal things little by little, right? Because we can only handle so much, and God will reveal what He wants to reveal in the time that we need. So like, you know, when you're a brand new Christian, you're going to get some revelations, but they're going to probably be a little lighter, maybe a little bit more basic, because just like a baby, just like it says in the Bible, when you're an infant, you're drinking newborn like milk, you know, you can only handle so much, like as far as really understanding and wisdom, right? Because you're a new Christian, you're really getting to know God and Jesus. So, but as you get older in the faith, and you have to be in your word, of course, you're not just going to depend on time, but really be in your word to grow in your faith. And that's my deep conviction, is what I emphasize in this group, is what I emphasize in the podcast. My podcast is Her Intentional Bible Study, for those that don't know, and that came through to this group by searching on Facebook. I do have a podcast, and I emphasize so much the importance of Bible study. It's so key. All right, so we're gonna keep going. The true light, so it says in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Okay, we're gonna go. And then it says, I'm going to skip around a little bit. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God, which is what an amazing privilege that is. And it says in verse 14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay. All right, so in verse, let's gonna go down a little bit in verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. All right, so I was gonna actually highlight, and I haven't been highlighting, so let me do that. So a couple of key things that I would probably highlight if I was reading this from the start is the Word was God, right? I'll probably highlight that. Let's do it in blue. I probably highlight the light shines in the darkness. Oh no, this one, I love it. The darkness has not overcome it. This is very powerful. Darkness has not overcome the light. Nothing overpowers God. Even Satan, who thinks he's so powerful, and he is, he has power in this earth. Let's not underestimate him. We have to be very careful, but he does not overcome God or Jesus. God overcomes darkness. The light overcomes darkness. That's powerful. That's encouraging, isn't it? You guys think? Amen. Yes, Evelyn. So encouraging, right? So it says here, the true light that gives, well, let me see what I'll underline here. For me, and of course, you guys can underline when you do this, whatever stands out to you. But so it might be something else that stands out to you. Here, the world did not recognize him. I'll highlight that because, you know, it really helps me understand. And it kind of makes me, you know, makes me a little bit sad, right? Because you're like, why? Like, why didn't the world recognize him? You know, like it's God. Like, I recognized him. Why didn't other people recognize him? But it's the nature of what, you know, Jesus talks about, that, you know, some people's eyes and hearts are open and some people are not. And some people recognize him, others did not, you know? Yeah, amen. You know, Krista, I feel you too, being reminded of this week. I feel the same way. The last couple of days, so gross. It's just been a lot. Today was a tough day. Oh, at work, and I was like, Lord, I need encouragement in my heart, and I had to pray. And I was like, okay, amen. Jesus is awesome. He's powerful. He's overcoming. Satan's not gonna overcome. You know, no evil will overcome. God is, you know, just so like loving and powerful. Like I got encouragement from that. And just even being here for, with you ladies, being here, being together encourages my heart. I mean, it's so amazing. Okay, so then I would also highlight the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So let's, you know, in modern English, perhaps I would say something like, you know, the word became flesh, he became human, which is Jesus, right? Jesus became human and he made his home here. And let's really look at, let's think about that, because Jesus had a beautiful, wonderful, comfortable home in heaven, and he came here and made his home here for that time, for those 33 or so years. And that wasn't easy, but he came and did that for us. Okay, so that's a little insight I get here. And then really, really cool is no one, verse 18, I would probably highlight this one. There's tons of stuff I could highlight, but I'm going to just be a little picky just because I don't, you know, I want to focus on a few things. But I'll highlight this part. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. Yes. So no one has ever seen God. Now, that is like, right? Because I want to see God one day. I know you want to see God one day. Like, we want to see God. But no one has seen him except Jesus, right? Whoever God makes himself known to, that's who sees him. And we're just not there yet. I mean, and I know, you know, I don't know if you've read the Old Testament. Some of you guys might have. I know, Chris, I know you've read a lot of the Old Testament. And when you see, like, you know, these kind of where God sort of presents himself, but like behind a cloud and all this, like, but it's still so powerful. You're just like, you can't, I don't even know what it's like to see God. Like, I wouldn't be able to survive that as now. But like one day when we are changed and we're there with him, we're going to be able to see him. We're going to meet Jesus and I'm going to hug him. And I just, every time I think about that, I just want to cry because I'm just like, ah, you know, this world is so hard. It's tough. And you just want to be with Jesus sometimes, you know, you're just like, God, please take me away from here. But you want to stay here, right? But you you want to stay, but you don't sometimes, right? All right. Evelyn says, same here, rough 2 weeks, but at the same time, I'm so full of peace. This helps more. Oh, amen, Evelyn. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.